Good morning. Welcome to worship here at St. Luke's Lutheran Church on this snowy Sunday, Reformation Day. See, some of you remember to wear red. And others are going, I was supposed to wear red today. It's okay. It's all okay. So we do have a few announcements. First of all, our food pantry volunteers this week are Jan Nelson, Rebecca Edstrom, and Jean Baum. Our men's breakfast will be Wednesday at 8 a.m. at the Southside Grill. Bible study will be here Wednesday at 10 a.m. Youth group and confirmation will be this Wednesday night at 5:45. And bell choir will be rehearsing on Thursday at 1 p.m. Also, remember that next week is All Saints Sunday, so please fill out one of those forms that you should have received. And if you didn't receive one or can't find it, fill out any piece of paper and put it somewhere where I can find it so we can make sure that we remember those individuals next Sunday. Do we have any other announcements we need to take care of? If not, please stand as you are able for the confession and forgiveness. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, who forgives all our sin, whose mercy endures forever. Amen. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. God, who is rich in mercy, loved us even when we were dead in sin and made us alive together with Christ. By grace, you have been saved. In the name of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. Almighty God, strengthen you with power through the Holy Spirit, that Christ may live in your hearts through faith. Amen. Let us join together in our gathering song, A Mighty Fortress Is Our God, number 504.
He breaks the cruel oppressor's bonds.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Amen. Let us pray. O Lord God, you are the holy lawgiver. You are the salvation of your people. By your Spirit, renew us in your covenant of love and train us to care tenderly for all our neighbors. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. You may be seated.
God speaks to us in the scripture reading, preaching, and song. Our first reading today is from Leviticus chapter 19, verses 1 to 2 and 15 to 18. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to all the congregation of the people of Israel, and say to them, 'You shall be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. You shall not render an unjust judgment. You shall not be partial to the poor, or defer to the great. With justice you shall judge your neighbor. You shall not go around as a slanderer among your people, and you shall not profit by the blood of your neighbor. I am the Lord. Do not hate in your heart any one of your kin. You shall reprove your neighbor, or you will incur guilt yourself. You shall not take vengeance or bear a grudge against any of your people, but you shall love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord." Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
We'll read the psalm responsively. Happy are they who have not walked in the counsel of the wicked, nor lingered in the way of sinners, nor sat in the seats of the scornful. They are like trees planted by streams of water, bearing fruit in due season with leaves that do not wither. Everything they do shall prosper. Therefore the wicked shall not stand upright when judgment comes, nor the sinner in the counsel of the righteous. Our second reading is from Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 1 through 8. You yourselves know, brothers and sisters, that our coming to you was not in vain. But though we had already suffered and been shamefully mistreated at Philippi, as you know, we had courage in our God to declare to you the gospel of God in spite of great opposition. For our appeal does not spring from deceit or impure motives or trickery, but just as we have been approved by God to be entrusted with the message of the gospel, even so we speak, not to please mortals, but to please God who tests our hearts. As you know, and as God is our witness, we never came with words of flattery or with a pretext for greed, nor did we seek praise from mortals. Whether from you or from others, though we might have made demands as apostles of Christ, but we were gentle among you, like a nurse tenderly caring for her own children. So deeply do we care for you that we are determined to share with you not only the gospel of God, but also our own selves, because you have become very dear to us. Word of God, word of life.
The Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. When the Pharisees heard that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together, and one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question to test him. Teacher, which commandment in the law is the greatest? He said to him, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the greatest and first commandment. And a second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Now, while the Pharisees were gathered together, Jesus asked them this question. What do you think of the Messiah? Whose son is he? They said to him, the son of David. He said to them, How is it then that David by the Spirit calls him Lord, saying, The Lord said to my Lord, Sit at my right hand until I put your enemies under your feet. If David thus calls him Lord, how can he be his son? No one was able to give him an answer, nor from that day did anyone dare to ask him any more questions. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Do I have any kids who want to come forward? Oh, good.
Now, if you were to ask Jesus a question, what might it be?
Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of each of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. I can do it all by myself. You ever heard that? You ever said that? Yeah, don't help me, because I can do it all by myself. You ever said that, Ben? You have, huh? I know I have, but why do we do that? Why do we say, I can do it all by myself? Because we're annoying. Because we're annoying. Yeah, I think so. I think we want to prove that we have the ability to do whatever it is that we have set out to do. And we don't want help from anyone. I think here in Wyoming, we have a lot of that mentality, don't we? That we can do it all ourselves. We can take it all on ourselves. We can be like our pioneer ancestors who managed to do all sorts of things that seem impossible today. When I read the histories of people who settled out on the Great Plains, I wonder how in the world did they have the ability to do that, because I'm nowhere near that strong. But I still am the sort of person who wants to say, don't help me with it. Let me do it myself because I know how. And you know what? A lot of times I find myself having to admit that I don't know what I'm doing and I do need help. I look at the gospel lessons that we've been hearing for the last several weeks where Jesus is telling us how to be radically different from the world. Like last week when he said, "We'll render unto Caesar what is Caesar's and render unto God what is God's," when the reality is that everything is God's. So how am I supposed to do this? I don't know. And today's lesson, to love the Lord your God with everything that you are and to love your neighbor as yourself. Well, how am I supposed to do this? How am I supposed to do this? And if I had had to ask Jesus a question after he answered that one, it would have been, how am I supposed to do that, Lord? How am I supposed to love God completely like that? How am I supposed to love my neighbor? How am I supposed to love my neighbor when my neighbor is annoying, or my neighbor is different, or my neighbor teaches children differently, or my neighbor just doesn't look very lovable? How am I supposed to love my neighbor? And how am I supposed to love my neighbor as myself when I have a world that tells me that maybe I'm not even worthy of being loved? So what is this all about, Lord? And yet, I want to do it all by myself. God says this is what I'm supposed to do, and I want to be able to do it by myself. And you know what? I can't. I've tried all my life, and I can't do it by myself. And I think that's part of the point of this. So when we look at the two great commandments, to love God with our whole heart, our whole soul, our whole mind, our whole strength, it sounds so good. But our hearts and our minds are full of all sorts of other things. And love our neighbors as ourselves, but our lives are full of all sorts of distractions. It's so easy to ignore our neighbor in favor of ourselves. So how do we do this? How do we do this? I think what we have to do, first of all, is acknowledge that we can't do this by ourselves. As one person stated, authentic discipleship begins at the place of helplessness, where we reach out to the divine helper, to reach out to Jesus and say, "We want to become more like you. Teach us how to follow you, because you are the one who knows how to do this. You showed us through your life, your death, your resurrection, that you know how to love God with your entire being, that you know how to love your neighbor with your entire being. Help us to be more like you." But what we need to do is to listen to Jesus, to turn to Jesus, who says, "It's okay that you don't know how to do this by yourself, because I'll show you how." We need Jesus to help us. We need Jesus to show us how. And we need a community to help us as we show each other what we've been taught from the life of Jesus. And I think, isn't all this the problem that Martin Luther had? The problem that led to so much soul searching, to so many sleepless nights, to so many hours confessing his sins. And he had so much depression when he realized he could not live in a manner that would allow him to do enough good works and enough acts of penance to ever outweigh his sins. He couldn't ever do that. And then he read a passage in Romans that opened up his mind and his heart to the boundless mercy of God. Romans 3, verses 19 through 28. He read how we are justified by God's grace as a gift, and everything changed. He no longer had to do everything. Jesus has already done it. And all he needs to do now is follow Jesus. There's a wonderful passage in the Small Catechism that deals with the last portion of the Creed. You can find it on page 1162 of the hymnal. And if you were to memorize anything in the Small Catechism, I say, memorize this portion, It is on the third article on being made holy, which is, I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. And Luther says, what is this? What does this mean? And he answered, I believe that by my own understanding or strength, I cannot believe in Jesus Christ my Lord or come to him. But instead, the Holy Spirit has called me through the gospel, enlightened me with his gifts, made me holy, and kept me in the true faith, just as he calls, gathers, enlightens, and makes holy the whole Christian church on earth, and keeps it with Jesus Christ in the one common true faith. Daily in this Christian church, the Holy Spirit abundantly forgives all sins, mine and those of all believers. On the last day, the Holy Spirit will raise me and all the dead and will give to me and all believers in Christ eternal life. This is most certainly true. The idea that through my own understanding, I am never going to believe in Jesus Christ, but it is only by the gift of the Holy Spirit that I can come to believe and I can come to follow. How many of you were aware of the prayer that's called Footsteps? You've seen that one? Where a man has been walking on the beach and he looks behind him and he sees his footprints. And he sees that sometimes there are two sets of footprints and sometimes there's only one. And he asked Jesus, why? Why is it that during the lowest moments in my life, there's only one set of footprints? Why did you abandon me? And the answer is, look at those footprints. When you see two of them, that's when I walked beside you. When you see only one, that's when I carried you. And I saw an addition to this the other day that said, and you see that long groove? That's where I dragged you, kicking and screaming. And I can understand that. The times when I've been dragged along, kicking and screaming, because I don't understand the direction I'm supposed to go. And Jesus, in Jesus' great wisdom, knowing that picking me up isn't going to help, just drags me along until I can get back on my own feet and let him walk beside me. I think that's what we need to take away from today's gospel on the two great commandments, that we can't do it by ourselves, but with the grace of God and with the help of one another, perhaps we can. Amen. Let us join together in our hymn of the day, The Church of Christ in Every Age, number 729. Let us confess our faith together using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended to heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Trusting in the transformative power of God's loving Spirit, let us pray for the Church, the world, and all in need.
Holy God, you give the law that your people live by it and flourish. Write your laws on the hearts of all who bear your name, and teach us to love your commandments, that we live as you intend. God of grace,
hear our prayer. Holy God, you plant the earth and water it and bring forth a fruitful harvest. Send favorable weather, just wages, and the bounty of your abundance to all who are engaged in the labor of harvest. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Holy God, you watch over the ways of the righteous and judge your people with fairness. Guide judges, courts, elected officials, and all those tasked with upholding the law, inspiring them with your wisdom and zeal for justice. God of grace,
hear our prayer. Holy God, you hold your people in love and surround them with your mercy. Draw near to all who are in need, especially those on our prayer chain and those we name aloud or in the quietness of our hearts. Be their rest and comfort. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Holy God, you call us to love one another as we love ourselves. Give us the will and patience to love those who are difficult to love. Bless all the ministries of this congregation through which we show love for our neighbors. God of grace,
hear our prayer. Holy God, you have broken the chains of death and daily make all things new. We give you thanks for the witness of reformers like Martin Luther and all the saints. We pray especially for those that we name aloud or in the quietness of our hearts. We pray that your transformative Spirit is at work in us. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Gracious God, into your hands we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your unending love and amazing grace through Jesus Christ our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. Let us share with one another a sign of that peace. And we thank you for supporting the ministries of St. Luke's Lutheran Church with your tithes and your offerings.
Thank you. Let us pray. God of abundance, with the bread of life and the cup of salvation, you have united us with Christ, making us one with all your people. Now send us forth in the power of your Spirit, that we may be proclaimed your redeeming love to the world, and continue forever in the risen life of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And as you go out into the world to share the love of Christ, receive this blessing. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. Let us join together in our sending song, Let Streams of Living Justice, number 710.